Day the Torah Manchester Aleph Cholom and Pesach Tovshin Ayin Vav Yud Zayin Nissan Tovshin Ayin Vav Reb Israel Turner.
Okay. There's many drashas over here. Start the day of Torah week. While there's chus, kaveh itim every day, to get together every day for to start the day learning. Oh, but it's an actual chus for the speaker, especially when it comes to Yom Tov. And when we ilm to speak minyan of the yom, it's a big chus to speak. The Gemara at the end of Megillah, the Gemara says. Something very unique that we have about with the Yom Tov Pesach, we don't have a Sukkos. Sukkos, we have Halal Taka every day. We have Halal every day, Halal Shalim, Ikah Din, Ikah Chiyav Halal every day. But Sukkos doesn't have Halal every day. I'm saying it's a minug. We say half Halal. One of the Inyonim is Pesach doesn't have Halal every day. It's only a minug. So Taka the Azuz, those that know Taka not say a brach even. And one of the reasons given in the Gemara in Erechin is because. On Sukkot, every day is Chalukim Mekorban the same. Every day has a separate Korban. But on Pesach, it's one Korban all the way through the Yom Tov. So that's why one of the reasons why we don't say Halal Shalim every day. On the other hand, there is something unique about Pesach that we don't have on Sukkot, and that is that there's a Kriyas HaTorah, a separate Kriyas HaTorah every day. And that's why there's two Sefer Torah on Pesach. There isn't two Sefer Torah on Sukkot, Chol HaMoed. On Sukkot, we just take out the Sefer Torah for Parshas Pinchas. And we read the Korban every day. On the other hand, Pesach is unique Kriyas HaTorah every single day.
Reading the Korban is unique,
though. Yeah, Avad on Sukkot, every Korban is unique. On the other hand, on Pesach, every day has a unique Kriyas HaTorah. So today's Kriyas HaTorah, very interesting, is the Kriya of Kaddish Ve'er Kviyachah, the two parashas that we put in the Tefillin. The two parashas that are in the Tefillin, Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Roish, Kaddish Ve'er Kviyachah, that is today's Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know. A lot of people not know to wear tefillin chol hamoed, but those that do wear tefillin chol hamoed have a minhag to keep on the tefillin when they wear that till only the first day Pesach or first day chol hamoed till after the Kriyas HaTorah, the covered kaddish for kviyachol, the covered the Kriyas HaTorah, which is it's very kedai to know, very choshvi yisoid about Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tovim. People are very often tired. I know it's hard to always, especially after you haven't slept very much, very long the night before, to be able to concentrate Kriyas HaTorah. Oh, but there's a beautiful Derech Hashem, and the Derech Hashem writes, Ramchal, about the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tovim and the general Kriyas HaTorah. He writes, Alidei Kriya Tmidis Hazois Maspid Bonu Ur HaKedusha Hazois. There's a certain Kedusha which comes down to Klal Yisrael only through the Kriyas HaTorah. And he writes about the Yom Tovim. V'gam Bizmanim HaMiyuchodim Kfi En Yonam. Every Yom Tov has its own unique Kriyas HaTorah. Roi Shenikra HaParishis HaNoigis En Yonam Ahim L'Hachzik HaOras HaYomim. In order to strengthen, to preserve the Ur, the Aura, which there is on Yom Tovim, every Yom Tov has its Ur, has its Hashpah. In order to preserve that Ur, we need the Kriyas HaTorah. And he's Dr. Loshen. Roi Shenikra Parashas Hanoigis En Yonam Ahim L'Hachzik HaOras HaYomim Al Yedei Kriyach HaTorah Shehu HaKriyach HaYoyse Chozok Sheyesh Lanu. The biggest Kriyach we have is the Kriyach HaTorah. It's the highest Kriyach. Hashem Uyiz La'am Uyitein. Uyiz is Torah. The most powerful thing we have is Torah. So Kriyas HaTorah on the Regal, on Yom Tov, which is Mashpia, the whole aura of the Yom Tov, it's kedai to know such a Ramchal. How beautiful it is that the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yom Tov. So what today's Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish Ve'er Kviyachol, is b'emes a chiluk of Dal Parashas. I don't mean the Dafka Dal Parashas of Tefillin. I mean another four parashas. I don't mean the four parashas that we went through in Ador. Another four parashas. There are four consecutive parashas that we read in Sefer Shemois in this Tkufa. Starting with Parshat Achidesh takes us till the Mishchu, which we read the first day Pesach. Today, the third day Pesach, we read Kaddish Ve'er Kviyachol. That takes us till the end of B'Shalach. And Shvi'ish Pesach Mitzvah, we'll be reading the Shira, which is Parshat B'Shalach, consecutive all the way through till All the way through, it takes us through these parshas, the four consecutive parshas of Kriyas HaTorah, to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the interesting kohara when it comes to Kaddish Kiviyacha is really this post, these parshas. It seems like the Ashtikah Shleibim Koymoi. We're in the middle of talking about the history. We know you're holding by Kabbalah Satir. We know you're holding by Mitzvah Tadiris and Kai Israel. We're holding by the history of Shmois, Va'era, Boy, Peshalach. In the middle is our Engesteckt, two parshas, and the third Taka says, V'hoyer Kiviyacha, Hashem Lekechel, Eretz Aknani, it's Negeatak when you come to Eretz Israel. The second parsha also, V'hoyer Kiviyacha, twice the Torah says, Be'emes Negea when you come to Eretz Israel. These parshas over here, the parshas which we put in the tefillin, it seems to be a shtikush lebim koyim. How do they really come in over here to the Torah? The Torah puts together these mitzvahs. There's another very interesting word that we say many times. Many times we say this word. It's a word in the Shema v'hoyim Shmoya, and also in today's Kriyas HaTorah, v'hoyo la'us al yodcho le'toytofos be'neinacho le'toytofos. So everyone knows the famous Rashi. But what's most bakant, what's most mufursim, is the first Pshat Rashi. The second Pshat Rashi, which is the last Rashi in Pashas Boy, is not so bakant. Rashi says, Udl Tei Tofis, Tfilin, Val Shehim Batim Krim Tei Tofis, because the Arba Batim, they're called Tei Tofis, because Tat, Bekaspi, in the Caspian language, Tat is two, means two, and Pas, Ba'Afriki, in the African language, also means two. So Tei Tofis adds up to two and two. Two and two makes four. That's the four Pashas of the Tfilin. That's what Rashi says, Udl Tei Tofis. That's the word Ulu Teitofis. It means two and two make four. That's the famous what people know text Ulu Teitofis. But Rashi says another pshat, Mamash Achidush Godel, and it's after Taka Mechazik the Indian to talk about the mitzvah of tefillin that we have in today's Kriyas HaTorah. Rashi says another pshat. It brings from Menachem. Menachem was the greatest medaktik that Rashi very often brings down. Menachem Chibroi Im V'Chotif Eldorim, which is a pasuk Loshen Dibur. The word Hatofa can refer to addressing a public, addressing somebody else. It's a Loshen Dibur. So what's the dibur? Where's the dibur when we put tefillin on? What's the dibur? You just need to put tefillin on. What's the dibur? What's the speech referring to? Where's the big speech of it when you put tefillin on? There's meant to be some sort of speech. Zok Rashi, Shaharoya Oisom, the people which see whilst wearing tefillin, Kshurim Beinu Inayim Yizkir Hanes V'Yedaberboy. They'll remember the Nes. What Nes is referring to? The Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're talking about in the Pesukim, the Rashi, the middle of Pashas Boy, the end of Pashas Boy, the last Rashi in Pashas Boy, referring to the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Rashi, that when people will see, other people see a person wearing tefillin, they'll be as a Pesumanissa. It's a Pesumanissa. Nishkehekvar Nazazach, we don't find the tefillin is a Pesumanissa. On the other hand, you see Rashi says that it causes people to talk about the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Ramban Taka brings this Rashi. Ramban says it's not like Rashi. It's not referring to other people talking about the Nes. It's referring to the person who wears the tefillin. Through wearing the tefillin, he will talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Taka needs a pshat. We need to explain Taka what's the significance. How through Taka wearing tefillin do we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Will the actual wearing of the tefillin bring you out to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Yeah. No, it's more than just the Zikorim. That's the first parasha says, V'hoyo lo'is aliyot chol Zikorim b'inenecho. The second parasha, Rashi says, is ke'inyan the first parasha, but it's taking it further. It's taking it that will be a speech. We will talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim when we put tefillin on. That's what Rashi says. So there's another very big aura on Parashas tefillin. Very, very big aura. Punkt Ashkocha, Leon, punkt today, I met somebody, Mamsh, this morning after davening, somebody asked me, what are you speaking about in the Torah? I said, I'm talking about Pasha Tefillin this week, today's Kriyas HaTorah. So he asked me a kasha, Mamsh, this is Mamsh what I wanted to speak about, but he asked me, he said, B'Shem Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, V'hoyo lo isa liyotcho, lizikor min inecho, leman tia tiris Hashem beficho. And the Gemara Taka says, Hukshe kol ha-tiris le-tefillin. The Chofetz Chaim says, you see from the Parashas Tefillin that all the limudim of Emunah that we had from Yetzias Mitzrayim is all a build-up to Tiras Hashem Beficho, that the Tiras should be in our mouths. We should be able to talk in Tira. And this younger man asked me, what's Taka Pshat? And Santa Zach, we had so many limudim in Emunah. I'm saying, it's all just a build-up to limud Tira. What does it mean? How does it connect the two things together? What's Pshat and Pasuk? Leman Tiras Hashem Beficho, the foundation of all our limud Tira. And all our mamash keim chayenu that we're busy with the whole time, toiv v'teras picho, is all from the wearing tefillin. It all comes from wearing tefillin. Which needs takar pshat, needs an explanation, needs a... Maybe we'll be able to explain something. Emes is generally, Pesach is a yom tov, which is very much food for thought. The Yom Tov is food for thought. What do I mean? I mean the matzah. The matzah is food for thought. The man tizker is yom tzeis who has time kel mechayachol. The matzah is a food that we that should be ma'ir the machshava, should be ma'ir the zikaron for the rest of the year. So it's definitely an inyan to try and be mespoinen. At least about mitzvah tefillin, very often we put tefillin off half asleep. Unfortunately, it's one of the very big battles that everyone, I don't think anyone is out of this battle. It's a battle that's international world war. To be able to put tefillin on b'kavon is nicht leicht. It's a month before the bar mitzvah, last efshe for a few weeks afterwards. But to have a chizuk, a constant chizuk in hanochas tefillin, it needs an avoda. It needs thought. The emphasis is very much negel halacha. It's not just a god of it. It's mamish negel halacha, and that is the famous Bach. The Bach says that whenever the Torah says leman, the Torah says a reason for a mitzvah. We have to be mechavim when you do the mitzvah. You have to have in mind what you're doing the mitzvah for. The Bach says when you say in the sukkah, you have to mechavim leman yedu, and when you put tzitzis on, you have to mechavim leman tizkru, and when you put tefillin on, leman tiyates shem b'ficha. So this is b'emes halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why people say the hinni mechavim before they put tefillin on. Oh, but the Loshon Shulchan Aruch is slightly different. I would like to tell a few words, the Loshon Shulchan Aruch, and maybe with that we can have a chizuk in mitzvah, hanochas tefillin, and an explanation of today's Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it comes from Rabbi Yoina and Brachas. Yechavim v'anochosom, a person has to be mechavim when he puts tefillin on, shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu laniach arba parshis elu, שיש בהם ייחוד שמוי, שמע ישראל, ייחוד שמוי, שמע, והוא שמע, ויציאס מצרים. That's the first two parshas. קדוש והוא כביחו. על הזרוע כנגד הלב, ועל הראש כנגד המוח. On the arm, corresponding to the heart, and on the head, corresponding to the opposite, the moyach, the brain. כדי שנזכר ניסים נפלוי שעושה אמונו, שאמרים על ייחודוי, ואשר לאה כך ומשול לבלין, ותחתין לבסי ספר קצויני. Yeah, the point of atachis of Hanochas Tefillin is in order that we should have a chizuk in the emunah that we had in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's very interesting. In today's Kriyas HaTorah, the Netziv in Hamakdova, he takes shtelzach on the pasuk. The pasuk says very very interesting. In Kriyas HaTorah it says Shivas Yomim Teicha Matzis. Mamish all the mitzvahs of Matzah, all the mitzvahs of Pesach, in the first parasha of that we put in the tefillin. V'abat the zavid aziz v'achid shazeh, shivas yomim ticha matzis, v'ayim ha-shvi chag l'ashem, matzis yochel shivas yomim, isu balura v'limotzi, v'igat l'vincho, agod, sidonate, v'abuzel sash, v'hoi lo isa liotcha l'zikar bin inecho. So it's very interesting, it's very interesting. Every single day we take a parashas, and we put them on ourselves, and what do you write in these parashas? You write the mitzvahs that we do this time of year for 7 days, and the mitzvahs of Satan, we got to Levincha. These are the mitzvahs, these are the parashas we take every single day of the year. I mean, it's Santa Zach. I mean, if you want a chizuk in Amunah, like the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, to remember the Amunah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember the Ashaleah Kech Vamamshalah, we should take Chveis, the Shmois, Va'ira, the parashas of the Makkos. So Mamish Tathir says, take the parasha and write in it all these mitzvahs of Shivas Yom Teichal Matzis, he got to Levincha and put it on every day. Zok the Netziv, that Psha is, as Eishtein HaMakdovo, that there's a message that we have to take out of Pesach. There's a message, a chizuk and amunah. Yeah, that we have Taka Seyda night, Gevaldiga night, we sit around the table, discuss amunah, he got to Levincha, Masira, tradition, heritage, is going, legacy from generation to generation, Seyda night. Zok the Netziv, how will that continue? The message through the year, the message will continue through wearing tefillin. The fact that we wear tefillin every day, with that we're continuing the limud and amunah that we got Seder night. Somebody the Kazakh, which is unbelievable. Every year Seder night is like a new leida, a new birth of Klal Yisrael, a new birth. And we continue that through the year, all the amunah and all the lessons that we got through the mitzvah of tefillin. As you say in the tziv. Very interesting to know. But let's continue the Loshon Shulchan Aruch. Very interesting Loshon of here. The Loshon of here is as a V'yishtabid la'kodish boruch, which is mamash loshon Rabbeinu Yoina, that when a person puts tefillin on, a person is meshabed. He's designating, he's becoming an eved, he's becoming himself an eved, making himself subservient to the Eibishter, with the neshoma, shehi b'moyach, v'gam halev, and also the heart, shehi ikah ha-taivis, v'amachshovis, uvozeh yizker ha-beri, v'yamit ha-no'isov. Very, very interesting loshon, it sounds very musadik. Oh, but mamish meikah din according to the bach, one has to be mechavim. Mamish this goes into the mitzvah of tefillin. L'shabed b'zeh tavos u'machshavos libenu lavidosi yisparach shmoi, to be meshabed al tavos, to meshabed all our desires, anything we want, any taiva, any inclination we have, to meshabed to the Eibishter. That's the mitzvah of tefillin. That's the mitzvah of tefillin. That's what a person does when a person puts tefillin on. So it needs an explanation. That's what I'm trying to explain over here, is how does it work that we put tefillin on, and with that, we're mashabed our taivus, mashabed all our inclinations, all our ratzonus to avoid Hashem. So I'd like to draw you that a gewaldige loshen of the chinuch. Chinuch over here, mitzvah, in actually no, over here, it's in Pasha Beschanan. That's where the chinuch counts the mitzvah of tefillin. Steht der Chinuch also, man ist ein beautiful loshen of the chinuch. Mishor sheha mitzvah, the shorosh, from the shoroshim of the mitzvah of tefillin, because a person is created from a physical entity, a body, a goof, yeah, a goof min adama, it's impossible for a person not to have physical inclinations, ritzonis, desires. It's impossible. A person is created with a choyme. Ki kein teva choyme. Levakish kol hanois, olav v'horiv. Anything he wants, anything which is sweet, a person desires. Kesus keferet ein hovin. Be'emes, naturally, a person is like a horse, a parrot, ein hovin, without machshava at all. Imloi, how is a person? How is a person meant to be in control? Im loy sha nefesh shechonono hakel timno enu lefi koicha min achid. The nefesh, which is a neshama, in the person, in man, that can hold the person back from his desires, from his ritzonus, what he's trying to, which is naturally pulled to through his goof. Zokta gval de galosh nachinuch mamash el poshut worth coming just to be able to read that as loshen berabim. Umei asher tishkoim begvuloi shehi ha'aretz. When the nefesh comes down to this world, and it's very far from shomayim, it's very far from as he talked there. Ve'uruchoi kamei oid megvula shehi shomayim. It's very far from shomayim. Lo yituchalo. It's impossible. Be'emes. I like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Emeinu Ezra Leyochalei. Be'emes, naturally a person can't win. It's impossible. It's a battle that a person won't win to control the goof. It's impossible. Because the nefesh, it comes from Govei Meroimim. So, V'yigva Kreichal of Tomid, the goof will always conquer, always win the battle. Lachin Hitzricha al Kolponim Lahabe Shemrim. That's why the goof needs, the nefesh needs many Shemrim, many guards to control the goof. L'shomro Mishchino Hara, from its bad Shochen. Pen Yochum Aleo, means Yitzhara V'yargeno, Acha Yosef Begvule V'tachteo. Hamokim wants to give us the schus, anachnu ama kridesh, vayitzaveinu lahamit shoimrim giboirim sovivlo. Mamash losh nachinuch. His losh nachinuch. We have shoimrim giboirim sovivlo. Around in the Shoma we have the tefillin, and he's talking about tzitzis as well, and the mezuzah. And the emes is the Rambam brings this chazal. It's a chazal. The emes yipa mitzitcha elef. That a person mesubav v'mitzvahs lo yechto. First chazal, the Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah that persons who wears tefillin b'roishah b'zroyay or mezuzah b'pischoy b'tzitzis b'tuach l'shelayachto, because he has shemrim. The Rambam says a lashon over there. They are the great shemrim which protect us from the yitzhara. That's some beautiful lashon of the chinuch to explain the shabbat was at tavis u'machshav v'stibeinu. The fact that we're putting on parshas of tefillin, parshas of yitzias mitzrayim, parshas of the Torah, with that we have a gvaldi kedusha. We have a gvaldi kedusha, and with that we're protected min achit. And the emes says those who take don't wear tefillin cholamid. The emes it's like shabbos. The kedushas shabbos is enough. That person's living through kedushas shabbos the whole shabbos, by night and by day, and a person doesn't need tefillin b'chalal to have a shmira. It's similarly a Yom Tov, which if you don't wear tefillin cholamid, you have to hold that cholamid has also has that kedusha. That they said the kedusha that we have in cholamid is enough to be shlima a mensch min achid. That person chas v'shom shum be nichshel, and it's a gewaldige shmir for the neshama to be able to go through a Yom Tov and a Shabbos. Is the emesis is that this emesis is the yisoid of ganz the whole Indian that we do zechiras yitzis mitzrayim every day. Every day we have zechiras yitzis mitzrayim. Every day we have to remember mitzrayim. I'd just like to read up the lashon of the Reb Isaac Chov, who's a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. I always thought in the Chassidus Forum they talk a lot about this. It was a simcha to see that, and the Talmud Agro, they say exactly the same lashonis. He says that be'emes mitzrayim, there's a constant mitzrayim. Sfasemes, those who become Sfasemes will know, Sfasemes talks about this whole time. There's a constant mitzrayim, there's a constant evil force, the Sitrucha, which is shalit on the Bria. There's a constant mitzrayim. And just like when we left mitzrayim, we had a chizuk in Amunna. And with that, we managed to be makabel the Torah afterwards. Similarly, every single day, he says a loshen. Mitzrayim, כמויקינו בכל אדם בפרט, בכל יוי ממש, על ידי קבלת עיר מלכו שמיים, מסקה שבו יסברך, ויוצא ממצרים ממש. ולכן צורך לאז כאמונה בשחס וארביס, שבו זה הם נקשורים בו יסברך, כמו שנאמה, וירסתך לי באמונה. And this, maybe with the chinuch, one can explain the beautiful way he's saying it. He's saying the possible erastech li be'emunah that we say when we put the tefillin around the finger. K'moy shal isho arusa. Afa pi sha'adayin le'nichsa l'rshus ha'ba'al. And arusa is she only b'kudeshes asura la'alma. She's not b'rshus ha'ba'al. V'hi meruchuk me'atzlo. Afa pi kein k'shura hi'boi, she's still connected through the erisin. She's miyuchedes lo'i. Sha'asura l'zorim. Kein hu b'zchus ha'emunah anu k'shurim bo'i k'moy shanema eze krisis imchem. So with the chinuch, with the chinuch that we just said before, it's beautiful, the explanation of it. Pshat zoi, the neshama taka comes onto this world. Neshama taka is not zoicha to sit be misanagal Hashem. Has to live in a world taka which is vait from the emes, vait from the sheka, alma the shikra. On the other hand, v'rastich li be'emuna, v'schus ha'emuna, we are miyuchedes lo, we are connected to the Eibushter, even though we're not totally bereshusay, we're not totally living with him, but we're still connected, we can live through a life of olam hazeh, which is taka alma de shikra, like the chinuch says. The nefesh with the chumris, with the physical inclinations, which are pulling us away from Ratzon Hashem, on the other hand, b'schus the mitzvah tefillin, we can have a gevaldik chizukinis, and be mischazik in emunah. And midam, just to finish off with the lashon of the sasemes, pashas boy, tofresh nun. Sfasemet says, pas ba'afriki. Kaspi, pas ba'afriki. Says Sfasemet, Chazal being meramaz over here, that afriki, kaspi, Chazal being meramaz, gevaldig zach, afriki is notion to be pyrrhic oil. A person has to be pyrrhic the oil of oilam hazeh. A person has to get rid of the oil of the goof and all his typhus and all his other inclinations. That's the afriki. And then the person can be, b'loshon kaspi, says it to be mekabel on the kosef, on the shoulders, mekabel of oil malch shomayim, and with them we can be zoich attack to kabbalah satir b'ez Hashem.
The person becomes a shabbos typhus, he becomes a freak.